بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وعن عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها قالت جاءتني مسكينة تحمل ابنتين لها فأطعمتها ثلاث تمرات فأعطت كل واحدة منهما تمرة ورفعت إلى فيها تمرة لتأكلها فاستطعمتها ابنتاها فشقت التمرة التي كانت تريد أن تأكلها بينهما فأعجبني شأنها فذكرت الذي صنعت لرسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فقال إن الله قد أوجب لها بها جنة أو أعتقها بها من النار رواه مسلم. This hadith is very similar to the hadith that preceded it, in which Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha says that a poor woman came carrying her two daughters and I gave them three dates to eat. In the previous hadith, she just had one date, and the one date was then broken into two pieces for each daughter. This riwayat, it could be another incident, similar incident that took place, in which she gave three dates, one for the mother and one for each daughter. So the mother gives one date each to each daughter, and as she was about to eat the remaining date, as she lifted it, she raised it to place it into her mouth, the two daughters had already finished eating their date and they asked their mother for hers. So the mother breaks the one date that she has between the two so that they could eat it. Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha says, I was amazed by her conduct that she sacrificed her own date for her two daughters. So I mentioned this to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what this woman had done. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, verily Allah has made Jannat compulsory upon her because of this action of hers, or Allah has freed her because of this action of hers from the fire of Jahannam. From this hadith we understand the importance of taking care of the poor people and also of our daughters and our children, especially the women folk, the daughters that we have, the sisters that we have, the mothers we have, the female members of the family. They require our assistance. And a father, more especially as we mentioned the ahadith, should be taking full care of his daughters. وعن أبي شريح خويلد بن عمر الخزاعي رضي الله عنه قال قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم إني أحرج حق الضعيفين اليتيم والمرأة. حديث حسن رواه النسائي بإسناد جيد. ومعنى أحرج ألحق الحرج وهو الإثم بمن ضيع حقهما وأحذر من ذلك تحذيرا بليغا وأزجر عنه زجرا أكيدا. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, oh Allah, I consider it as a serious offense, the abuse of the rights of the two weak people. So those who abuse the right of the two weak people, oh Allah, I deem this as a very serious offense. I regard this to be a very sinful act. And who are these two weak people? Al-yateem wal-mar'ah. The yateem, the orphan, and woman. So from this hadith again we understand the stance of Islam regarding women and orphans. It is because of the physical weaknesses and the lack of support that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala repeatedly, and the hadith of Rasulullah Nabiya Kareem repeatedly cautions us not to overlook their conditions and their rights, but to give them their due. A woman in Islam is given great status and great position, and the husband has been commanded to look after his wife, and of course guardians over to look after the yatim children who are under in their care. So the rights should not be trampled. Islam teaches us to treat our women folk kindly and gently, regarding whether they are our wives, whether they are our mothers, our sisters, or daughters. So may Allah subhanahu give us tawfiq and hidayat. Look after a yatim. In fact, one sahabi came and complained to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that he had a very hard heart. It was always very harsh and cruel. His heart was not soft. Rasulullah sallallahu tells him, they give him the ilaj, the remedy for this. He says, place your hands over the head of a yatim and your heart will become soft. So may Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat to help those who are poor, the weak, the needy. And the yatim, there's two more hadiths left. Inshallah, tomorrow we complete it. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma, bihamdika.